It is the Riots on Radio U. Short podcast this week.
Guys, we do have a very short podcast. Is there other words besides shorter we can use? Like
truncated?
Enhanced?
I see. The lies.
Well, if you want to say it that way.
Look, this podcast contains half as much, but it's twice as powerful.
Condensed. Let's see.
Yeah, it's condensed. Just add water.
Yeah, something like that, where it's super powerful. It's shorter, but powerful. So you're going to love it.
So here's the deal. The reason we're doing this is because Nikki and I took time off. But if you think you're being cheated, you're wrong, because by the time you hear this, it should be ready. And I'm talking about the Radio U Christmas channel.
That's right. We got a lot of stuff being offered as we get ready towards Christmas. If you've never had a chance to, like, sometimes I know with podcasts, you guys miss out on the music part of Radio U. There actually is a lot of Radio U Christmas band or Radio U bands that have Christmas music. So we host a Christmas channel that you can listen to through RadioU.com on a Radio U app or on a Radio U Roku channel. So if you want to hear us and Christmas music, we got a whole lot for you.
Plenty.
And you get to hear all the Christmas songs that maybe you miss out on.
Mm-hmm. So that, dude, it's so awesome. It's my favorite thing we do, I think. So spend some time with it after the podcast, of course.
I kind of don't feel like Christmas, like it really kicks off. Once that officially launches for everybody, then at least we feel like, okay, we're finally on to Christmas now.
Now Christmas.
Here it comes.
Yeah, so we worked on it weeks ago. Now you can finally have it.
Yeah, now you can finally enjoy
it. Like those bands that talk about their albums. Like, I've just been sitting on it waiting.
Yeah, but
well,
you can enjoy it.
Nobody's sitting on it anymore.
So check out the Radio U Christmas channel. If you love it, you could join us at Radio U Riot on Facebook and post a message there and let us know if you're enjoying it.
It is the Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Someone put up a Christmas tree this weekend.
I did. I put one up. I found one on Friday. It was half off. So I had to snap it up.
I love it already. Wait, where did you get
it? I didn't expect to find sales. Yeah. You know, I thought, I'll just get a sale.
During Black November month?
My tree died last year, so I thought, well, maybe I'll get one closer to Christmas or after Christmas. So I was okay if I didn't have the tree of choice this season. But No, I found a great tree, and it was a pretty good price, so I was happy.
Now, is it fake?
Yes, it is.
Because you were going to go real.
Yes, I was.
That didn't pan out for
you. It has little pine cones on it. So it looks very realistic, way more than I've ever had before. And it's real to me. Okay. In my heart, it's real to me.
It's real to me, dang it. That's.
Come on now. Come on. I love that tree.
That's all I needed to hear.
So I love it.
That is all
yes, and
I
it's
needed
up.
To hear. Thank
it's,
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's real to me. Maybe one of the best things you've ever said.
Thank you.
Maybe one of the best things you've ever said.
Yeah, I put that up yesterday, and I'm still working on the timer, because when I was leaving for work this morning, it was supposed to be on, but...
Left in darkness.
It's not, so I got to go back to that and work out the kinks, but we're good.
Can they design a timer that actually works and is easy to set?
Well,
these things are these weird sundial devices where it's
so
like
stupid.
You have to learn to speak ancient Mesopotamian in order to
do
correctly
the
do the dial. And it's just like,
well, I put it, it was hard. I couldn't even get it to fit in the outlet. I had to turn it around upside down for some reason. And then I got it in and it wasn't working. And then Eric reminded me, did you actually set the time on the timer? And I thought,
doesn't it just know?
I thought I did not. So I went back, but then it's in an awkward space behind the tree. So every time I touch it, I think I'm pushing buttons on the timer to turn it off and on. So I need someone else to look at it. But again, it's wonderful. Glad to be done.
All right. I meant to put my tree up this weekend. I didn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, you have time this week.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. I mean, it's not Christmas yet.
You do have plenty of time.
Christmas is not Thursday. Thanksgiving is.
Thursday.
So, like, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, just whenever is free for you.
Yeah. So, Nikki, it says here, according to your Instagram page, it says, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That's from Elf.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not singing.
No. Go ahead. I want you to spread Christmas cheer.
I am, by being here.
Well,
and talking to you guys.
Do you want to spread Christmas cheer or not?
I do.
Come on.
I don't want to sing.
Santa needs you to, Nikki. Don't you understand? Even with that jet engine on the bottom, why? Santa's sleigh doesn't have what it needs to take off.
There's so many bands for radio. You, I don't want to take away from any of their moment to shine.
Loud for all to hear, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. I thought my picture sung enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. You're killing Santa, Nikki.
Sorry.
He's stuck in the park right
yes,
now.
Yes, I know. He's stuck in Central Park.
You can put your tree up all day long, but if Santa can't do his thing,
then I'm of no good.
Yeah.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Look, you know how sometimes, guys, I talk about something because I need to get it out more than you need to hear it? This is one of those moments, okay? Because over the weekend, a guy by the name of Gabe Newell did a little announcing. Now, Gabe Newell is the guy that founded a company called Valve, and Valve has an online store called Steam.
Steam is like the iTunes of
video games
for your computer.
Yeah, and here's what they've done for years. They have a summer sale, and they have a winter sale. The winter sale just happens to happen around Christmas.
But people... count down to these things.
Oh,
not
dude,
just you.
I'm so excited. Now, they announced the dates. There's actually going to be a fall sale and I think they're calling it a winter sale or whatever. And the fall sale is going to start on November 25th, so Wednesday. And then the Christmas one starts December 22nd and goes through January 4th. But here's the thing they're doing that I feel like is killing independent Jerry. Like, they're killing the fun. Is that what they used to do is every day... they would, at 1 o'clock Eastern, they would change the deals. So every single day.
Get something new.
Oh, man. December 22nd through January 4th, I would have my phone out. I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but like, we went on this trip.
And he had to check during it.
But at 1 o'clock, like, I was just like, I gotta get my phone out. I'll be right back. And I'm like checking the deals. It was like I had to check the deals.
Just to make sure. And that's smart because, I mean, other sites do that too, where they do like the deals throughout the day and you've got to check back because they want you to keep going to them.
It was the best. Like, I just loved it so much. Man, if it would hit 1 o'clock and there were those days where you're like, oh, these deals suck.
And then there were other days
where you're like, look how cheap it is. I'm buying it. And then you never play it, but
oh,
you buy it anyway.
It.
Love it so much. Well, they just announced they're not doing that anymore.
Oh, what are they going to do?
All things will be on sale the whole time, no matter what.
Wah, wah, wah.
You're not even kidding. And I realize.
Talk about taking the Christmas out of this sale.
I get what they're saying. They're just like, you know, a lot of people were always disappointed because they would miss out.
Actually, when you go to the Steam, like the Valve site,
yeah,
it should automatically just play that.
It should.
Yeah.
So you're like, so their
you
thing
log
is,
into your account.
They're like, these will be the rock bottom prices the entire
we're
time.
We're not on a car lot. This isn't how this is.
What's it going to take to put you into this sale today?
Mm-hmm.
It bums me out because it's just like, that was... I know it's dumb, guys. I get it. I'm a small person. I live in a little world. I like this little thing, okay?
But you had that for a longer amount of time, so it's part of the Christmas fun.
It was!
And now that fun is condensed into the one time you log in to check the site.
You would have Christmas money, and then you would have the Christmas thing, and then you would just blow your money like an idiot. And it was fun. And now it's gone.
Well, say goodbye.
Man, I'm pouring some coffee out for the Steam holiday sale.
These are still having the sale.
I mean, it still exists.
It's just not as fun as it used to be.
What about the flash sales, the daily deals, the community voting? It's all gone.
That's because that probably means it was too expensive because that's where the money's involved in them actually having staff.
Yeah, there's probably some guys like, hey, I ain't working this Christmas.
I know. I'm not doing this sale thing every day. One sale, that's it the whole time.
I'm done.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
It's called a faint. You're like, oh, where you pass out? No. A faint is where you act as if you're going in one direction, and then your enemy, your opponent, whatever, is like, oh, look out, they're going that way, and then you come around the other side. It's a faint. And that's exactly what this woman pulled. I mean, it's classic maneuver. She's in Wayne, New Jersey, and here's what she did. She's drunk. She's got to drive home. But she doesn't want to get pulled over by the police.
Yeah.
So she calls 911 and she sends the police to another bar. Okay, saying
like
there's
only one police.
Well, you know.
Saying, one officer available.
Saying like, hey, there's a woman being assaulted at blah, blah, blah. So.
And then that way she thought she could get home.
Yeah. Well, the deal is
without
that
getting pulled over.
Apparently, there was a like a police car around the bar she was at. So she needed them to go so she could leave. So when she did that, the police did leave because she called about a bar that was close to her. So the police got the call to go over to that other bar.
That car was the closest one.
She gets in her car, drives off. And she would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids on the Facebooks. So she goes home and immediately Facebooks.
Oh, what she did?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're just showing all signs of not being too intelligent.
You're going to love this one. Silly piggies. Tricks are for you. Yes! Okay. Yes! Yes!
That means they're really going to come after you.
Oh, it's so good. So good. So what happened was the police go over and they're like, hey, this was a false report. And then I don't know exactly how, but they managed to track it back and
her
check
cell phone or something?
Her social media, find that. Go and get her.
That also means, too, that I think what made it easier is probably a friend, maybe air quotes, but still someone that they know, turned her in or told on her.
Silly piggies. Tricks are for you.
That doesn't work well if you say that.
Man, we think we're so wonderfully clever, don't we? Like, don't we find ourselves to be among the most clever people in the world?
Yeah, she thought she won that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, she's not going to get in trouble for drunk driving because I guess there's no proof, but let's see. Filing a false police report and creating false public alarm.
Yeah, I think for the driving wall, you know,
they have to catch you in the act
of that.
Yeah, so she's still going to get a little punishment.
Get a little something.
That's right.
I'm sure they can find a little bit more to tack on if you don't behave.
Silly Facebooker, jail is for you.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
If I told you that the King of Sweden had a special message for you...
You wouldn't think it'd be this, right?
What would be your reaction? Because I'll tell you what mine is. Oh, you're making it up. There's no King of Sweden.
Well, that's first.
There is a King of Sweden. Well, it's like somebody telling me, like, the Queen of America wants to talk to you. Like, they don't have a queen there. That's not real. So the King of Sweden is real. Carl the 16th Gustav. And he thinks that, hey, we should get rid of baths.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
He said that he has recently become aware of just the environmental impact of you taking a bath. And
the wastefulness of it.
Right. He says we should take showers instead.
Not the way some of us shower. It's like, that has to be more water than I would even put into a bath.
Carl, buddy, come on over.
And
let's
it's hot
talk.
Water, too. I'm wasting everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Listen, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm just going to keep taking hot showers.
You don't care? No baths? Well, I guess until you get that pool-sized bath.
Right,
it's not really worth it.
That's the thing.
Then we're really wasting money.
This is how Carl gets to be king. Because if I was king, I would be like, he's like, yeah, I really need to stop taking baths. And he bought a hybrid car.
Yeah.
So my thing is, when I become king, I'm going to build the most, like, it is my goal as king to be certified as having the most opulent bath in mankind's history.
Now, the rest of his life will be more balanced
and
for the country and to help and stuff.
All that
but
stuff.
This is the one thing that he would not be able to give up.
I will go into a place and they'll be like, there's never been waste like this. And I'd be like, yes. All right. Figure out how we can waste twice as much.
Now, you can also treat it this way. In some countries, for baths, you're supposed to take a shower before a quick shower to
before
like
you
rinse
take
off
a bath.
Before you get into the bath, so the water can be used by several people and for a longer amount of time. So it's not as wasteful.
Well, as long as I'm the first person, that's fine.
You don't mind. I know. Even if everybody showered, I still think it'd be so weird.
I mean, I guess it's like a pool.
Kinda, but
because I mean, we
no
shower and then
in
get
it.
In the pool. Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. All right, I'm all for taking steps, but
and we don't want to be wasteful.
Modern society has brought us two really great things. All right, hot water on demand and air conditioning.
I'm
I mean,
the man.
I would trade you, like, and you're like, no, you wouldn't. I would. I'd give you my phone for that. I would. I mean, the cell phone's a wonderful thing. The internet in your pocket's a great thing. Our TVs are great things, all that stuff. But these are all bonuses on top of the rock solid foundation of hot water and air conditioning
that our world is built on.
Those are the two things I want. You can have the rest. Fine. Whatever. I need those. Okay? And I feel like Carl is getting a little close.
To one of those.
He's wandering in a little bit too close for my own comfort, so.
Well, he can worry about his bath and his house.
And how do you get to be king, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma.
He just doesn't. You know, I just have to worry about the people wondering if they're upset about the possibility. He was just joking how he should perhaps make it illegal to have baths because it is so wasteful.
Except for the king. He can do what he wants because he's king.
Emery. No, he said he wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, that's what he says. And then there's the big bath scandal in Sweden. The king decided he just wanted to have a relaxing soak.
And he's not allowed to, ever.
The king is above the law.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Hey, over the weekend, Netflix made an announcement, Nikki. We've talked a lot about, no, this is only the second time. It's fine.
It feels like it's more, doesn't it?
Yeah, they say Netflix is going to reboot Lost in Space.
Which one was that one?
Lost in Space. You'll probably more likely remember it as the movie with Joey from Friends that came out early 2000s or something like that. It's the tale of the Robinsons, who are supposed to be going somewhere and something happens. And as a result, they get lost in space. And then every week they have a new adventure on a new planet.
So it used to be a TV show?
Yes, it was a TV show and a movie. Mm. TV show from the 60s, movie from the early 2000s, and now Netflix. Now, they've been trying to remake this TV show for a while. In fact, I don't know if you can still find it, but John Woo, legendary Hong Kong director, John Woo, shot a series, like a pilot for it.
But it never took off, never got picked up.
Well, it was apparently terrible. So
well, you can't have doves in space.
Yeah.
This is an old John Woo thing.
If you don't know, then
if
you
don't
know,
that's fine. But if you do know.
The nice thing about the John Woo Lost in Space not getting picked up is that all of those sets were purchased at a low, low price by the production team at Battlestar Galactica. Which is where the Battlestar Pegasus came from.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I hate that I know all this, but ask me more. But Netflix has announced, hey, we're going to do a new Lost in Space movie. TV show. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Netflix does make some good things.
I still want a nice, I don't know, I think maybe a little
Kimmy
bit.
Kimmy Schmidt, that's all you get.
No, I want a nice, light, romantic sort of, could be Regency era, you know, like a, just something.
What about this? What about a...
Give me something else, Netflix.
Like a Regency era, like it all looks that way, but with a modern sensibility.
That would be great. I'll take it.
Like with modern language and all that kind of stuff. And
just something else. I just feel like lately I've been trying to give more Netflix original stuff a chance. Outside of, you know, like I know everybody was probably watching the Jessica Jones.
That was
over the weekend, but there's been a few others.
Very mixed feelings about that. We don't have to get into it, but I'll just say old Jessica had some fairly strong content, as it were.
But I feel like that could be something you get either all over there, content-wise, or it's just, if it's comedy-wise, it's just not very funny. And that has been the flaw of a few of the Netflix originals.
Just to let you know. When comedy is not so funny, bad. It's not
it
a good...
It doesn't even fall into that category, then.
Do you know what hurts worse is when comedy isn't funny and you're with someone who's laughing.
Yeah, they just don't
doesn't
know.
Doesn't that hurt you? Mm-hmm. When you're just like, why do they think this is funny?
Yeah.
This is not funny.
Oh, well, anyway, so...
Well, all right. Well, they're bringing back Lost in Space. I, like, you know, maybe...
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, Nikki, you're going to love it. You love stuff about space.
Great. See,
you love it.
More of that.
You love it.
Just want something else that I might like.
I know, which is why we're getting lost in space.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
So I've got news for you introverts. They're coming for you. And there's no escape. There's a new trend. Let's just say there was a new social event that took place in, was it in Miami over the weekend? Yeah, on Saturday Lincoln Road. There's a park there. And people showed up for eye gazing.
Eye gazing? To just stare in each other's eyes?
Mm-hmm. What you do is that you just go and sit across from somebody and you may hold hands, you might not, but you're going to kind of sit there like crisscross applesauce and
stare in each other's eyes.
You just stare into each other's eyes. You don't talk.
Yeah.
You just stare.
I guess so. Maybe, just maybe, because I can be a little bit shy. I would have an easier time staring into a complete stranger's eyes.
I don't believe it for a minute.
But go ahead. At an event that was for this.
Oh, so at least it's an established, like,
yes,
I know that you're
know
going
that
to awkwardly stare at me.
We all have this problem, so we're all going to do this.
Parameters exist.
It's when, you know, it's outside of a setup like that, and maybe they're in your personal space,
yes,
or you have to get outside your normal little box and all that stuff. That's when it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I struggle with eye contact in general. I don't think I used to. I feel like this has made me struggle with eye contact.
The show?
Yeah.
Because we got to stare at each other?
Well, yeah, now we're Nikki and I are like, all right, let's stare at each other.
Don't look at his eyes. Don't look at his eyes. We're comfortable enough to where we don't have to look each other in the eyes all the time.
No, here's what I mean is that I'm used to, like, we sit in here and talk for hours.
Yes.
All right. So while I'm talking at Nikki, I'm looking at three different screens, like all this different stuff. So I'm used to just talking.
Whee!
So then when I get out talking to like a real person, I wonder, because here's the other thing. I'm not going to mention who, but there was someone that used to work here,
mm-hmm,
that would never look at you when they talked to you. Like the whole time that they talked to you, they would turn to the side and like stare off. And talk. And you're having a conversation, but never, ever looked at you.
And like, are we thinking about the same person from back
absolutely.
In the day?
I mean, he may have stared at different places on your body, but for me,
yes,
he just looked off into space. And sometimes he would...
Eyes up here.
Sometimes he would comb his hair while he talked to me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing? And I...
That's when you need to work on it, because you're having problems there.
Well, between that and the fact that I already know I talk way too long in social settings. I have such an awareness.
And now you're not even looking at them.
It's like, not only am I not looking at you, but I've talked for 10 minutes and you're too kind to not interrupt and say, shut up and look at me.
Maybe if you looked at them though in the eyes, you'd be able to pick up the cues on like they were done with the conversation.
Yeah. I will tell you that I had lunch with a band member one time, and that was when I really started cluing. I was like, this guy is so tired of hearing me talk. I was like, I feel it was a turning point, though.
Yes, that was one of those moments.
There was a real awareness.
Well, practice today if you are
Staring at people.
Shy with that. Stare people in the eyes.
I got it for you.
But not too weird.
Go to a restaurant, see someone eating alone, sit down, and just look them in the eye and don't say anything.
Oh,
just,
no, you might get asked to leave.
What are you talking? No.
You're not allowed to do that.
Eye gazing.
No.
Helping you connect with people.
Make sure it's in the right setting. But if someone's talking to you, give them a little eye contact.
You know what's funny is cuddle parties, they're freaky. But that's silly. I'm almost like, I'd almost rather go to a cuddle party and cuddle up with complete strangers than find some person and just stare at each other. No.
He's not going to do it.
I just don't think I want to connect with people anymore.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
So Thanksgiving, marshmallows. I love
the sweet potato thing.
Yeah. You like that?
I do.
You know what's funny is I did not used to like that.
Oh, but now you do?
Yeah, it was, I think maybe 2 Thanksgivings ago, I went ahead and gave it a whirl. And I was like, what?
what is this?
Because normally you're like this.
Sweet potato fries or sweet potato whatever, and you're like, it's the healthier choice.
Yeah.
And then when you see the sweet potato thing that they make at Thanksgiving with like the brown sugar and all the marshmallows and stuff, it's like, that is not.
Oh, it's good.
That is not healthy.
It is so good.
Oh, it's delicious.
So marshmallows are a wonderful thing, and I be eating them. Seriously, I could just eat marshmallows, but I can't eat them for days. You get 4 or 5 marshmallows in you.
You're done.
And it's like, okay, think I'll just sit back for a minute.
The key
think
is,
I've had enough.
It's like when you start to feel like a marshmallow, then you know you've eaten too many.
Actually, I would say when you feel like you're when you're about 80% of the way there, stop, because
stop,
just to let you know,
grow.
They're going to expand. And then you're really going to be a marshmallow.
I know. Then you need to be super careful.
Well, Nikki talked about the sweet potato casserole or whatever your mom or grandma or whoever calls it that they put the marshmallows on top of. This blows my mind. If you go back to 1917, ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody put marshmallows on sweet potato
casserole.
Okay, well, let's get historical here. Up until the late 1800s, marshmallows were incredibly difficult to make. So they were very much a delicacy. Like, you would go to a candy store and buy a marshmallow. You didn't buy, 100 marshmallows for a dollar.
And they didn't have the big ones. The tiny ones.
They came up with this industrial process whereby they could make marshmallows. So suddenly they became way more prolific and way less expensive. And then in 1917, this guy at Angelus Marshmallow, they're not around anymore that I know of, but they were trying to come up with like, hey guys, now we can make tons of marshmallows. What do we do with all these marshmallows? So they had this idea of coming up with recipes that you could use marshmallows with. One of them was the sweet potato casserole that you put the marshmallows on top of.
That's a good one.
Apparently, at the time, that was considered kooky talk. But for whatever reason,
it stuck.
And enough marketing. Apparently, they heavily marketed this idea. It took off. And so now you got sweet potato marshmallows. And there it is. And you
I always like
casserole.
To take, it's like skimming. I like to skim the top and then take a little. Marshmallows off of it.
Nikki, let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to build a fire. You're invited.
I don't like that type of marshmallow.
Well,
I just like with the sweet potato.
If you're not going to eat the sweet potato, the marshmallow.
No, you skim in the top with it. You don't just, I want mostly marshmallow and then some sweet potato and then a lot of the brown sugar.
So when I come to the casserole and it's like half of this,
yes,
there's no marshmallow.
That's me. That's me. Okay. I'm not the only one. Same thing with the green bean casserole.
Hang on.
Hello.
Hang on. Stop.
Not you, but the onion things on top. Just take that layer.
I want you to know that I feel like we've stumbled into something because you have begun pointing and yelling at me like I'm accusing you. And in reality, there has not been any accusations.
No, I felt like it.
I feel like you're carrying past guilt into present time.
That could be.
That's what I think is happening right now.
If your food thing has any sort of toppings or wonderful little crunchy things on it, I'll probably eat mostly that and not a lot of the main item.
I will say that we really should lean towards, that's the good part. So why don't we make less of the part that we choke down and more of the part that we really like. So imagine this. It's a sweet potato casserole that has marshmallows on the top and the bottom.
I know. We're innovative.
Hello.
Woo!
The Riot Cookbook, baby.
You put like a little side dish of extra marshmallows that you can just kind of fold into it as you're eating it.
Okay. But do they
you have
all
to
bake
melt
together?
Them a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Well, if the sweet potato thing's warm enough, throw them back on in there.
No
and
problem.
Then they just melt away.
All right. I have no problems with anything we've discussed here.
That's why our families don't like it when we come back for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you weren't here last year and there was plenty for everyone.
You don't have to come back, you know.
But we're so glad you're here.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, wouldn't you like to have a red panda?
A red panda?
I would love to have a red panda.
Yeah, if I can't have the other one, I'll take a red panda.
Oh, I think I'd take a red panda over a panda.
They're a little easier.
Yeah, and I feel like a red panda seems like it would just be fine around the house.
Yes, it does seem like a more indoor version of a panda. They're very sweet and they're very cute and they have the little fluffy tails.
Do you think they really are, though?
Yeah, no, they're supposed to be pretty sweet.
Do you think we need to get one from baby? hood and then...
Oh, and then let it be used to us and
yeah.
in the family.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then, like, if we got a full, you know, like, grown red panda.
No, I don't think they're pretty aggressive. I don't think so. So I think you should be fine. Either way. I'll take one.
Well, they had a red panda that escaped over the weekend.
I saw it. It got out of the zoo or something. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
I got to tell you what. Seriously, if I saw a red panda, like, out somewhere, I'd get excited and I would try to grab it.
And then maybe I would not turn it back in. It's like, where did this panda go?
No. I'm like, they're not getting it back. Finders keepers, man.
It'd
you guys
so
obviously can't hang on to him. He's trying to leave.
Yeah, so there's something wrong. You're helping the panda.
He's communicating with you and saying, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? I want to communicate with him. I want to find him a nice place where he can watch Netflix and have marshmallows.
Which zoo was it?
Let's see. The
or which city?
It was in Eureka, California. And I guess it was the...
The Eureka Zoo?
I actually think that's what it called. No, the Sequoia Park Zoo.
Oh, okay.
So, are you allowed to have a red panda?
I don't think so.
Why not, though?
Are
they endangered?
You know, I don't know. I assume we're not allowed to have anything fun.
How about this? Let's just Google this. Can I own
a red panda? And then, of course, look if we can buy one.
Can you legally own a red panda? Those are my favorite animal. I'm making a bucket list. Oh my gosh. Let's get the Yahoo answers.
Yeah, because that'll be real.
They always know. Yes, you can. It just depends on where you live. Check this site to see if your state is legal or not. What?
Yeah, but most places, I mean, unless you live out of the city, they're not going to let you. You can adopt one. I mean, it doesn't mean you own it, but you can symbolically adopt a red panda.
No, I don't want any of that crap. I want it at my house, and it's my friend.
I want a real red panda.
Yeah. Can you potty train a red panda?
You can potty train anything.
I wouldn't
oh
be
my
sure
gosh.
About that.
Did I come over, and your red panda's using the toilet? It's like, oh, sorry.
Oh,
I
my
walked
bad.
In on you.
Like, oh, yeah.
So sorry.
I'm trying to teach him how to shut the door. He's still not
and
up
lock
on
it.
That. Yeah. So, well, there you go. Red panda. He's back. They got him. But for a few minutes there was a chance you could have had one.
That panda's super upset. He's like, no, I've tasted freedom. I don't want to go
he wants
back.
Out. Either that
Let
or
me
what,
out.
What if he was wandering around trying to get back?
Oh, and he really did like his home?
Like, I can't find my, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
But no one understood him because we don't speak red panda.
No, I don't. I mean, they offered that, but I took Spanish instead.
That's true.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
With Thanksgiving coming up, Nikki, have you thought about a new dress?
For Thanksgiving?
To wear to Thanksgiving, something nice.
I thought that was only for kids at, like, Christmas.
Okay,
didn't know
whatever.
I was supposed to have a new Thanksgiving dress.
Well, I don't know. I've never bought a new dress, so I just assumed it just seemed like a thing.
It's been a while for me. I'm not really one to wear a dress.
A new outfit?
A new outfit? No, sometimes I'll do that more closer
to... Some slacks and a Christmas sweater?
To Christmas time, but not usually for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know, if you were planning on getting Dorothy's dress from The Wizard of Oz, it just sold. So you're out of luck on that. Sorry.
Is that memorabilia?
Yeah. Care to take a stab at what?
How much that sold for?
That sold for Judy Garland's dress from the 1939 classic, The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. I don't know, 100,000?
Oh, you sweet kid.
Still tell me it's more than that.
Most assuredly.
A million?
Yeah, but more.
2 million?
1.5 million.
By
1,565,000 at an auction this week. Mm-hmm. Let's see, who bought it? There were three competitive bidders that were bidding over the phone, and they have not yet identified
who
ended up winning it. Yeah. It's a blue and white gingham pinafore with a fitted bodice and a full skirt with Judy Garland inscribed on the inside, as well as a short cream-colored cotton blouse with a high neck that also has Judy Garland inscribed inside.
Never actually seen The Wizard of Oz.
I have not seen all of it. Every piece of it that I've seen, and feel free to get angry with me.
This is just his feelings, his thoughts about this.
There's something about it that I find overwhelmingly creepy. Now, I just watched the trailer for Krampus, and I really want to see it. Okay.
So maybe it's just him and what he likes to watch and what he thinks is humorous. Because during the entire...
I laughed so hard at the Krampus trailer.
Krampus. Krampus saying he laughed during it.
And that is like an outright Christmas horror film. I was like, this looks funny. The Wizard of Oz, on the other hand,
which is... That's creepy. That's
it's fitting for the whole family. Everyone can watch it, whatever. I watched that and I'm like, there's something sick here.
I can't quite place it, but there's something very odd.
I don't know what it is, but something about this really bothers me.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to go with what you're saying then.
The costumes are creepy. The sets are weird.
But it's
the
Wizard old. Maybe that was something back then.
I feel like the people are deranged. Something possessed is going to come out of it. There's something bad about it, Nikki.
Okay, I'll put that down.
Because here's the thing. Like, things that are outright, like, look, it's scary. Like, yeah, it's scary, whatever. But it's the nice stuff you got to be on the lookout for. That's where they're really going to get you.
There's something to that.
What's with that 10-pot on the guy's head thing? Why is he wearing
What's
that?
What's he hiding?
What's under there? What's going to happen next?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So if you got an extra $1.5 million around, Nikki, I might be able to help you out.
Yeah, but I'll take that for my dress.
Okay. You should have a little leftover.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
This is something that is brought to you by Estately. These guys, whoever the heck they've hired as their social media manager, they're doing a great job because they manage to come up with crap to talk about, to get me to go to their blog, to check it out, because I'm not buying a house. I'm not selling a house. I'm not anything, but they keep coming up with things, and that's what they do. They sell houses. Whatever, right?
Okay. And you just clicked, so it's fine.
Yeah, so they have put together what they say is the list of the top 10 states where you're most likely to get in a fight going to Black Friday sales.
How random. Well, I guess not, but just how weird.
Black Friday's coming up. So here's what they did. Using social media metrics, they have taken a look at places where people are being the most outspoken about saying, hey, we're going to Black Friday. That's one. And then two, where violent crime breaks out the most. Mm-hmm. And then you cross-reference the statistics.
And here he comes
the list.
Throw
in their secret sauce, and here we go. So aggravated assaults, that's what they're looking at. Number five, Missouri.
Okay.
Number four, Louisiana. Three, Alabama. Tennessee at number two. And then the number one place that you're most likely to be violently assaulted, according to Estately, on Black Friday, Arkansas. Yeah.
Some of the southern states there.
Yeah. Rounding out the top 10, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Indiana, Kansas, South Carolina, in order, going to number 10 there.
Get a lot of the southern states.
Yeah. In fact, like the southern Midwest.
Yeah, seems to be a hot zone for fighting on Black Friday.
Yeah. Places you're like least likely to be assaulted, the Pacific Northwest.
Very calm.
Yeah. And New England. So I guess the closer you get to the ocean and the northern parts of the ocean are where you're a little calmer about things.
Maybe.
Though in fairness, I will tell you that like all the time I've spent in Oregon, they have so many crappy stores. So like,
well, yeah, you're not wanting, but that's where there's no sales tax, right?
Unless you're going to Portland,
right?
Yeah, no sales tax.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. Maybe we fly out there, buy stuff and then come back.
That could be it. Maybe they're just busy doing other things and fighting would harsh that.
Harsh their mellow.
Yes. And then perhaps for the New England thing, you've got that soup thing. You've got clam chowder. So you're busy.
In the Northwest, they're like, look, we're going to have Black Friday. It's this new variety I picked up at the dispensary.
Yes. Perhaps. Maybe
Black
that's
Friday
it.
Black Friday and chill, man.
Yeah.
So
that's the weekend.
Could be that. I don't know.
Could be. Well, we don't really do a lot of Black Friday stuff. So outside of that, even just shopping in general, I've never seen a fight at a store.
The only one I haven't either.
The person is emotional with the checkout person. I've seen that, but not like a fight.
I went to Best Buy once and heard two people really yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the last time I did Black Friday. It was one of those things where I just, like, in those moments, and I looked down at my cheap Blu-rays, and I was like, you know what? I'm good.
I don't need to hear yelling. I don't know.
Hey, guys, I don't want to yell at you. I don't want you to yell at me.
Okay, perfect.
I'm just going to go
order this online.
Let's go home. let's get out of here. I had a friend that once almost beat an old lady up for an Xbox.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that a lower moment in their life.
It's funnier when they tell it, but when you sit back and think about it, it's like, hey, no matter how funny you make that story,
that's still an older lady, and
something's not quite right here.
Sometimes
bro.
You're stressed, you lose it for a moment, a big moment. Know.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.